fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a haughty high-o silver, the Lone Ranger.
Before this exciting adventure, a word from our sponsor. General Mills, makers of Cheerios, the ready-to-eat oat cereal that gives you go power, and Wheaties, the breakfast of champions, present by special recording, The Lone Ranger. Hear that? It's the sound of a mighty American Airlines flagship taking off. You know, being an American Airlines pilot is an exciting job. And now, thanks to Cheerios, you too can share in that fun. Because inside every specially marked package of Cheerios, you'll now find a free American Airlines air travel game. Yes, a free airplane game for you and your friends. Complete with instructions, 4 airplane playing pieces, a spinner, and 2 playing boards. You're the pilot in this exciting air travel game. And you play on a real American Airlines system map that adds to the fun. On the back, you'll find another paper game board with lots of important information every American Airlines pilot must know. So how about it? You be the pilot. Get your complete American Airlines air travel game today, free in Cheerios. Look for the special Cheerios package with a flying airplane on front. Supplies are limited, so hurry. Ask for Cheerios today, the ready-to-eat oat cereal that gives you go power. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early Western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, Big Fella. I'm Silver. Hooray!
One day, the Lone Ranger and his Indian companion, Tonto, were riding the trail southward toward San Antonio. The Lone Ranger was saying,
Tonto, Tubby Morgan and his gang must be around here, from all the reports we've had lately.
That right. Them say Fat Man head gang that hold up bank in Red Hill 2 day ago.
That was Morgan, all right. He and his gang are wanted for more than one killing. They're terrorizing the whole territory. They must be stopped before there are more murders.
Him plenty smart feller, seem like.
Yes, he must be. In spite of the fact that his description and reputation has spread over the territory, he still manages to avoid capture. Not very far from San Antonio now. We'll find a suitable campsite. Then we'll do what we can to pick up the trail of Tubby Morgan's gang. Come on, Silver!
Come on, stop!
After they had selected a campsite in a secluded grove, they decided to rest their horses a few hours before trying to find the gang's trail. Meantime, Tubby Morgan and his men, a few miles away, turned from the trail toward a small farmhouse.
Well, Slim, this neat-looking farmhouse of your sister's will make a fine hideout. You sure she can be trusted?
You don't think she'd get her own brother into trouble, do you, Tubby? Anyway, she and her husband skipped from the law in St. Louis after she helped him with a bank robbery.
Now, where's he now?
Got killed when he was caught cheating in a gambling game in El Paso a few years back.
Hi there, Slim.
Hi, Lil. We finally got here.
Ray, you said you'd be here sometime this week, so I got everything ready.
Lil, meet Tubby Morgan and the boys.
Howdy, boys. Tubby, nobody would ever take you for an outlaw. Leastwise, you sure don't look like one.
Well, that's why me and the gang get away with so much, Lil. What's the setup here?
Put the horses back in the barn. I have 2 spare rooms in the house. You and Slim will have one, and there are 4 cots in the other for the rest of the boys. I lease out most of my land to a neighbor and buy what supplies I need in town. So, you see, I don't have any cowhands around and nose into our business.
Well, that's fine. Setup is perfect.
Go on, put up your horses, then come on inside. We'll do our talking in there.
All right. Hey, let's go, boys. Get up here. Get up.
After the horses had been attended to, the gang gathered in the farmhouse, where Tubby immediately began to make plans for their next job. He was saying,
"There's a lot of wealth in it around San Antonio, and I figure the First National Bank is bulging with cash. It'll take a bulgy hombre like me to relieve him of some of that dinero."
"Hold on and listen. That bank has a guard inside near the door day and night. Huh? What's more, the sheriff's office is right across the street."
"Well, that isn't so good. Maybe we better forget it, boy." "Oh, we're not forgetting it. Fact is, Lil, I'm going to dress up real neat and fancy. You and me will go in ahead of the others, and we'll visit the sheriff first."
"Be loco. The sheriff will recognize you.
Sure.
Handbills are out all over this territory, boss."
"Sure. Those handbills carry my description. They don't have any picture of me. You boys will saunter into the bank one at a time after you see me and Lil go in." "Those hombres in San Antonio are sure going to be surprised."
Late the following morning, Lil, dressed as a sedate and respectable widow, drove into town with Tubby Morgan beside her on the seat of the buckboard. Tubby was dressed in a plain black suit and wore a fancy checkered vest from which a heavy gold watch chain looped across his expansive middle. Lil stopped the buckboard in front of the sheriff's office.
"Oh, hey there, ho. I don't mind saying, Tubby, I feel a little nervous."
"Well, get hold of yourself, Lil. We both act our parts well, we'll really strike it rich. Come on, I see the sheriff looking out the window."
"Oh.
Let me help you, Lil."
"All right."
"Well, here we are, Mrs. Logan."
"Good morning, Sheriff."
"Well, howdy, Sheriff."
"Morning. You seem familiar to me somehow, mister. Fact is,
Sheriff, this is a friend of my deceased husband. Let me introduce Mr. Temple. He might buy a ranch near here if he likes the country."
"Well, I'm right glad to meet you, Sheriff."
"Thanks. Same here. Now, as I was saying,
I knew it, Mrs. Logan, I knew it. I'll bet he's sort of thinking the same thing as that sheriff up in Waco thought."
"Maybe so. Oh, great day, Mr. Temple. It'd be downright embarrassing for you if you didn't have such a good sense of humor."
"I reckon I just don't savvy all this, man."
"Sheriff, it sure strikes me mighty funny the way people seem to think there's only one fat man down this way. Why, would you believe it? I went into the bank in Waco on the way here, and they up and run for the sheriff, thinking I was some outlaw or other. Tubby, somebody, they said."
"By thunder, I was thinking of Tubby Morgan, too, when I looked at you."
"Why, it's really ridiculous."
"It sure is, but it's getting tiresome explaining to folks that I'm just a plain fat hombre with plenty of cash to buy cattle with." See here.
"Oh. Yeah, that's sure a big roll of yellow backs, Mr. Temple." "Yeah,
too big to be carrying around, I can tell you. Especially with me not carrying a gun. The fact is, I have the darndest time keeping a gun belt from slipping down around my ankles."
I can see what you mean. Well, I reckon fitting the description of that outlaw Morgan is sort of embarrassing to a man like you.
Yes,
dear. Of course, now that you've been introduced by the Widow Logan and seeing how you dress and not having a gun and all, wouldn't be likely that you'd be Tubby."
"Well, the reason I ask to meet you, Sheriff, is because I don't want any excitement over at the bank this time when I go to put in my cash. I thought you'd come along with Mrs. Logan and me so as I can save time and trouble."
"Well, reckon I can go with you." "Old man DeWitt would probably swallow his Adam's apple if you walked in on him cold. He's got a handbill on Morgan. Now, come on. I'll take you right into Banker DeWitt's office."
We'll continue our Lone Ranger adventure in just a moment.
All over the country, you never hear much. How you doing is the question. And here's one hammer that we people have to play. Are we doing okay?
Right, that's something champions know everywhere, wherever you go. Take Parbust and Sammy Sneed. Born in old Virginia, Slammin' Sam has been up on top for years and eaten his Wheaties regularly. And Al Rosen, born in sunny South Carolina, clutch hitter with the Cleveland Indians. There's Al at the plate.
Here's a pitch. Another solid sock for a solid champ. And say Al Rosen's been eating Wheaties for 23 baseball seasons. That's the way it goes. South, north, east, west, Wheaties. Why, there's a whole kernel of wheat in every Wheaties flake.
Keep on eating your Wheaties, and you'll be doing okay.
Now, to continue. Following Tubby Morgan's plan, Lil and Tubby went directly to the sheriff and put on such a convincing act that the sheriff agreed to accompany them to the bank to meet Banker DeWitt. The three of them walked across the street and entered the bank, going directly to Banker DeWitt's office.
This is DeWitt's office right here.
Yes, who's there?
It's me, Sheriff Hodge.
Come on in, Sheriff.
Mr. DeWitt, brought a new client in for you. Friend of Mrs. Logan's. This is Mr. Temple.
Well, how do you do, Mr. Temple?
Say,
You... well, now...
yeah, we know just what you mean. Temple's run into that trouble before, because he answers somewhat to the description of Tubby Morgan.
Well, now, Sheriff, I didn't say I thought...
Well, if you didn't, Mr. DeWitt, I'd be surprised. You know, someday maybe I'll get a good look at that hombre. Maybe it'd be like looking into a mirror, huh?
Of course, you know Mrs. Logan.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. Glad to see you, madam.
Hello, Mr. DeWitt.
Mr. Temple came in to deposit a wad of yellow bank bills. Wad big enough to choke a buffalo, almost.
Yeah, here's the cash he's talking about.
They were all still standing as Tubby pulled out a roll of bills and placed it on the desk before the banker. Lil stood just a little to one side, but in front of the sheriff. She watched the door intently. Then, seeing it sneak open, she moved directly in front of the sheriff, exclaiming,
Look, at the door, two masked outlaws.
Oh, catch her, Sheriff, quick, she's fainted.
I got her. Great day, she's right, look there.
Quiet, all of you, reach. We got you covered.
And now see
her.
I'll grab the sheriff's gun. Too bad that lady fainted in your arms, Sheriff. Close the door, Luke. Hank, come here and tie him up with that cord you brought.
Sure. I'll take Fatty first. Sit down, fat boy, so I can rope you to the chair.
Woman's out cold, so she don't have to be tied. Let's get busy.
Not long after, Tahoe, who had been in town at the cafe, rode hurriedly to the camp where the Lone Ranger was waiting.
Oh, Tahoe, fella. Easy,
Tahoe. I can tell something happened by the way you rode in the camp.
Outlaws hold up bank in town. Them get way.
Morgan's gang?
Them say it not Morgan's gang. Leader of gang, tall, slim.
Where was the sheriff?
Well, him inside banker's office. Him get tied up.
I see. Tell me all you know about it.
Briefly, Tonto told what had happened and how the outlaws had operated. The Lone Ranger listened intently, then said,
You say the sheriff took two friends to meet the banker. They were in the office when it occurred?
That right. Them say sheriff go there with man and woman. Woman faint when her see mask outlaws. When sheriff keep her from falling, outlaws get drop on him.
I see. And the man who went in with the sheriff was robbed of a large amount of cash?
That right. Him feller named Temple, me hear him say. Outlaws tie him all up except woman. Then them leave. Get plenty cash from bank.
We'll go see if we can pick up the trail of that gang, Tonto. All right, let's hurry. You just hit a big foot.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto left camp and rode toward town to pick up the trail of the outlaw gang. As they rounded a bend in the trail, they came face to face with the sheriff and the posse.
Look, that posse. That's not good.
Oh, we'll have to stop.
Either
of you.
We got you covered.
They must be a couple of the gangs.
Yeah, that one still has a mask on.
Oh.
We not outlaws.
Keep your hands up. That mask he's wearing says you are outlaws. We'll take him back to town, men.
Now, wait, Sheriff. What Tonto said is true. We aren't outlaws. If we had been, we'd have drawn when we saw you.
Maybe and maybe not. With so many of us, you wouldn't have had a chance to get away.
That's right, we wouldn't.
We ought to shoot them down right here. Why bother taking them back?
Why are we waiting for
them? Sheriff, we're here to help find that gang. All right, Silver.
Now, why in blazes would a masked hombre be willing to... Wait a minute. Didn't I hear you call that Indian Tonto? And your horse, Silver?
That's right.
What kind of bullets do you use, mister?
Silver bullets.
Hey, wire up the lava.
Yeah, what's this all about?
Hold on, man. I've heard of an hombre who wears a mask, rides a white stallion, carries silver bullets, rides with an Indian called Tonto, calls his horse Silver. By thunder, mister, you must be the Lone Ranger.
That's right, Sheriff.
Oh, come on, why didn't you say so in the first place?
I doubt you have believed me. Sheriff, I heard about the bank robbery. I've been thinking about something I heard.
What's that?
The woman. It was convenient for the outlaws when she fainted and fell against you, wasn't it?
Sure was. I could have drawn the gun if that hadn't happened. But Mrs. Logan is all right. We all know her.
Sure, Mrs. Logan.
And the man who was robbed, what was he like?
Yeah, it's a funny thing. He came to me first before going to the bank because he said he'd been took for Tubby Morgan a couple times before. Didn't want to be embarrassed again. Looked like what Tubby's supposed to look like, too.
Well, that's interesting.
Of course, seeing as how he lost a wad of money himself, he couldn't have been with that gang.
He had been one of the gang. He could easily get it back later.
Why, sure he could.
Say, that's right.
I'd like to suggest that we go to that woman's place and get more information about the man.
All right with me, mister. She doesn't leave far from here. Let's go.
Get up there.
Come on. Get him up.
Oh, Silver.
Meantime, at the farmhouse, Tubby stood ready to mount his saddle horse. He was talking to Lil.
I told the boys not to come back here, you know. I'm to meet them at that old shack Slim knew about back in the hollow.
You sure put one over on the bank today, Tubby.
Yeah, we sure did. Slim will come back tonight with your share of what you did, Lil. If anyone comes asking about me, just say Mr. Temple headed for Austin. That he was afraid the outlaws might come back and take more of his cash.
I'll get rid of him, don't worry. Goodbye, and good luck, Tubby.
Goodbye. I'll see you again sometime. Get up. Come on.
Half an hour later, the Lone Ranger and Tonto, with the sheriff and the posse, pulled rein at the farmhouse. Lil came out to meet them.
Howdy, Mrs. Logan.
Howdy, Sheriff.
We'd like to see Mr. Temple for a moment.
Mr. Temple? The poor man decided to go away from this territory before he lost more of his cashed outlaws. He was quite upset about that holdup. Who's that masked man?
A friend. Where did Temple head for, man?
Austin.
Which trail did he take, you know?
Why, oh, yes, he took the west trail. I watched as he turned to the right out there. That would take him to the west trail.
Oh, thanks. Let's go, Sheriff. On, Silver.
When they reached the main trail, the Lone Ranger suggested a halt.
Oh, Silver.
What do you think, mister?
On the way into the farmhouse, Sheriff, how did I notice fresh, deep hoof prints, evidently made by a galloping horse?
That's right. Tracks come out here to main trail.
All right, look. There. Those hoof marks turn to the left toward the foothills, not to the right toward the west trail, as Mrs. Logan told us.
By golly, that's so. What do you make of that?
She lied for some reason, and I'm beginning to guess what it is. I think it would be wise to follow those tracks right now.
All right, that's what we'll do. Let's go.
Get up. Get up.
After riding a short time, the posse finally followed the tracks to a secluded hollow in which, as they topped a rise, they could see a weather-beaten shack. The sheriff signaled a halt.
By thunder, I bet that gang is holed up down in there. See several horses behind that shack.
Well, Tonto and I'll ride closer, then go on foot to the back of that shack and drive off their horses. Then we'll keep them from leaving as the rest of you move in.
Good idea.
Sounds good.
We'll wait here and watch till we see you drive off the horses.
Inside the shack, Tubby was telling the gang about how well his plan had worked at the bank.
By thunder, you ought to see the faces on the sheriff and that banker when Slim and Luke moved in. And it was a scream to see Lil flop back in the sheriff's arms.
The sheriff was too surprised to know what to do. Imagine, Tubby Morgan having the sheriff take him right into the bank so he can rob it. Oh, that's rich.
Hey, something's bothering the horses out back. Get your guns, we'll see.
Hey, the horses are gone.
We gotta get away from here fast.
We're not leaving, Tubby.
Inside, quick. All right, get to the windows.
Hey, a lot of horses are coming, sounds like.
Must be a posse. Help me fight.
Throw that at him. Keep shooting.
Right.
The men in the shack fought furiously. The Lone Ranger and Tonto managed to sneak up on the shack and reach one of the back windows. Just as Tubby aimed at the sheriff outside through one of the side windows, the Lone Ranger fired. Moving through the sagebrush, the men of the posse gradually crept closer until they were able to rush the front door. Then they burst inside. For a few minutes, the battle waxed fast and furious at close quarters. Then, with four wounded, the outlaws finally threw down their guns in defeat.
Well, at last we got the Morgan gang.
Don't forget that woman, Sheriff. She's in this, too.
Hey, leave my sister out of this.
Your sister, eh? That explains a lot. We'll pick her up on the way back.
We'll not be riding back with you, Sheriff. Our trail goes the other way from here. We're heading north.
I'm sure glad you came along to help. Goodbye and good luck, mister.
Thanks, Sheriff. We're glad we were able to help. Tubby Morgan is more dangerous to the West than most other outlaws because he played upon the friendliness of the people to gain their trust. Then he robbed or killed them. We'll be leaving now, Tonto. Adios, Sheriff.
Adios. He sure helped us find these polecats in a hurry.
Sure. Well, who's he to be shooting over his mouth about me anyway? Looks like an owl hoot himself with that mask gun.
By wearing that mask, you might say he fights fire with fire, Tubby Morgan. You coyotes wear masks to do harm, while he wears his to do good and help the law. Patty, that hombre is the Lone Ranger.
Feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated is produced by Tendall Campbell Muir Incorporated. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer. Your announcer, Fred Boyd. Listen to the Lone Ranger, brought to you by special recording Mondays through Fridays at this same time.